This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The continuation of the Tuesday, January 8th program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, has been replaced by the DJV program. But how many years ago did that happen? Oh, I had Doug Steffen's Good Day on my mind. However, we have the continuation of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn sitting in the catbird seat with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm not suggesting they're all sitting in the same seat, but they are sort of in the catbird seat, which is a good place to be. You can overview what's going on in the world. So, Jennifer, you have the honor, the privilege of taking us into this hour.
Well, it seems that we'll have some must-see TV tonight. Set aside all of your sitcom viewing because the president announced he's going to address the nation on Tuesday night before traveling later in the week to the United States-Mexico border as he tries to highlight border security and presses Democrats for wall funding amid this standoff that is now in week number 3. It's now in day 18 today. He said on Twitter, "I'm pleased to inform you I'll address the nation on the humanitarian and national security crisis on our southern border Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time." There's a lot of speculation as to what he's going to talk about. Is he going to declare a state of emergency, as mentioned over the weekend? Is he going to just lay his case out to the American people and get them to understand even more than they already maybe do now as to who's coming over, what they're stopping at the border, talking about human trafficking, about the drugs flowing over, about the onslaught and backlog of 800,000 people in our immigration courts, and try to see if maybe this wouldn't at least pressure Democrats to come to the table to negotiate a bit on border security and national security. Now, his travel plans from the Oval Office, he'll do a speech on Tuesday night, and then Thursday he will go to the border. No word as to if he's coming to California, if he's going to New Mexico or Arizona or Texas. We don't know exactly where he'll be. My thought is he's got to come to California at some point, I think, because that is where some parts of the wall have already been built. And this just comes a day after he sent a list of negotiation items to Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the Senate on Monday, outlining in pretty great detail what he's looking for in terms of border security. And for those who want to say it's just about a wall, if you read through all of the line items, it becomes much more. It becomes aid for Central American kids. It talks about extending or about prioritizing people who are on the list for asylum. It talks about adding more immigration judges, adding more manpower to border control or border patrol. So this is actually a pretty multifaceted plan. And yes, more money, but what is it worth? Right now, this is a $5.7 billion plan. Every single year, illegal immigration costs at least $130 billion per year.
Yeah.
So it's saving money at the end of the day.
Well, there's no government, there's no such thing as saving money with the government.
That's
true. It just isn't.
But it seems
unless
to make
we
sense.
Can cut some program, stop spending money on something else to fund this, this just becomes another way to add to the $2 trillion that we're already adding every year to the $20 trillion debt. And I'm sick of it. So come up with some plan if you want to be a leader. And this goes for both sides. It goes for the Republicans and Democrats. If you really want to be a leader, then figure out how to do this. We all know we have a problem with immigration. There's too much. And there's whether we throw more money at, that's always the answer from the government, is more money, spend more money. And it's tiresome for those of us who pay a lot in taxes to continue to fund all of these things. They did find ways in the farm bill to curtail wasted money on the SNAP program, for example, the food assistance programs, that sort of stuff. And now I see because of the government shutdown, funding for these programs is in jeopardy. Well, which program is in jeopardy, the old one or the new one? Because the new Farm Bill went into effect, I think, as of the first of the year, if I'm not mistaken. The food stamps that are part of the SNAP program, the people who are supposed to have the legitimate buying of grocery items, that sort of thing, we all know how that has been abused to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars over the years. So, good. Let the president and the people who are in the Congress figure out how to fix the problem on the border without spending any more money. Or spend that money, but don't spend money on other programs. It just is. I'm sick of it. More money, more money, more money, more money. So whatever the resolve is, I don't feel particularly supportive of any of this stuff now. I was looking at more information yesterday of how we are just pissing money away on things. More waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Pentagon. Where are the people that are supposed to be working on that? The inspector generals. And this damn TSA, you see the TSA agents who are whining, so they're calling in sick because they may not get paid for another week or two or three or whatever. You know what? Fire them and hire new people. So what are we going to... We're going to pay, if we're going to get on a plane like I am in a couple of days, and many of you are, you may have to wait longer to get in to the airport because of the security concerns.
I feel like we shouldn't be blaming the people who are victims of this situation. I mean, if it was you, you wouldn't want to be working without
Who's
getting
blaming?
Paid either.
Who's
you
blaming?
You just said that, you know, they should get fired because they're complaining about working without getting
paid.
I'm
saying that in general, so I'll clarify. Well, many of the TSA agents, if you go through any airport and have to sit for the foolishness that the TSA is supposed to be doing, I counted the last time I went through the Boston airport, 14 TSA agents standing around talking to each other while the line was plugged up. So I have no tolerance.
Well, that's bad management, though. That's not their individual fault. Somebody needs to do something,
Kara.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
In a normal situation, that's a manager's fault for hiring a bunch of people that don't need to be there. Okay, but all of those people have been hired. They're supposed to be getting paid because they're, you know, hired to do a job. And if you're not getting paid and that's your livelihood, that's how you support your family,
right. Then
I think you have a right to complain that you're sitting there doing a job.
Well,
you're there.
So why doesn't everybody
just get paid for it?
How come everyone in Congress is still getting paid?
Good question.
And
why is
the president still getting paid?
Yep. Well, he doesn't get paid.
Why are the elected officials getting paid? The cabinet and the president, they've all put a freeze on it. I don't know. You'd have to take it up with your Congress people about payment. If I'm listening to Doug, though, and this is what a lot of people have been saying who are frustrated about spending, this 25% of the government that's shut down, in most people's lives, it has not impacted them. And so then there are a lot of people who are saying, well, I'll just leave it shut down, get rid of the people that are considered non-essential, and save the government some money. And that's another
line. Save the people. The government be damned. The taxpayer needs some relief.
Well, I think we just can't forget that those are normal people. I have a roommate who works for NOAA. I wouldn't consider that non-essential, but she's not working right now. That's a job that she went to college to study for, was hired for, and isn't working now.
Maybe that's fine if she has money. That's not her fault.
It's not her fault that she's not working. It's not her fault
she got hired either.
It's frustrating when you're hired by a place, you think you're going to go there to work, you think you're going to work hard and you're going to get paid for that, and then you have no choice when you're not able to work. And so, okay, maybe she has money saved up and that's great for the time being, but if it goes
for another
3 months, she probably doesn't, you know, it's like, okay, right. Great. So now all of your money is
then
gone
what? Because
you've had to pay rent and you don't have a job.
Now all those people are on unemployment. So that makes the problem even worse.
I think this is something that Congress and the government needs to fix, and not something that we should be blaming the people who are hired for.
For their management experience, these two young ladies who are going to become my target in a manner of speaking because of the outrageous way they're conducting themselves, they don't have any experience. All they're doing is looking for the limelight. If I see one more picture of that young woman from New York and her dancing or whatever else. She's not there to, and part of it is the news media.
That's not even it's a just, thing.
It's taking these sorts of things and twisting them and turning them around. Okay, so she made a good case to get rid of the guy that was there, but what's she doing to fix the problem? What experience does she have? What input can she have that will be taken seriously?
What experience does anybody have in an elected official role like that? Like,
that's a great question.
A lot of people start out and have no experience, and they learn on the job. She was elected by her constituents, and they believe in her. So why is she any different than anybody else who's starting out as a freshman in the Congress? It's really frustrating to just constantly hear the barrage. Now, has she mixed up facts and has she gotten stuff wrong? 100%. But to just go after her for the point that she has no experience, Paul Ryan didn't have any experience either when he was elected at her age. So it's like, you know, I'm getting a little tired of
that. That doesn't mean that
there
was a good election. No, it isn't sexist at all.
It absolutely feels
sexist.
Maybe
on somebody else's part. Well, okay,
not from you. I'm saying in general. It's constant news coverage. I live in New Jersey. She's right in New York. I was in New York when she was elected. There is so much sexism against her. It's ridiculous.
Well, the whole system, as we can tell by listening to this conversation, is pretty much in question. And these things happen when there is frustration because we hear, I think Trump has overplayed his hand in this circumstance. Whether that proves to be the case down the line or not remains to be seen. But
I totally disagree. This is the top issue to 89% of the population.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Cares about border security.
I'm talking about the general management of
You know
things.
What? I'm going to give you the way to think about it is this. The Congress, who we're complaining about, hasn't done anything but talk about immigration for over 20 years.
That's true.
Have not come up with anything except kicking the can down the road and passing bills that
they do for
fulfilled.
Everything.
Every Democrat who was in Congress at the time in 2006 voted on exactly what President Trump wrote in his letter yesterday to Congress. They're phonies if they say that they didn't. They don't want to support it because it's a political win now. And so I would let you look at it this way. Trump seems to be the only one with enough backbone on the Republican side and on the Democrat side to say, look, you all have been talking about this for a long time. It's very important. I made this promise to people when I got elected. It's the top campaign issue of 2016, and I've got to deliver on it. And I don't understand why people get upset about that. I actually applaud the fact that there's someone willing to actually stand up and do something.
I'm talking about the overall spending, and let's end the conversation at this point. The overall spending policies of these people who have no clue as to running something that has the kind of monetary needs that the government does, and they're not interested. They don't care because they get away with continuing to spend. So let's keep spending. That's why the rest of the stuff is not in focus as far as I'm concerned. It's the spending that really is, I don't know if disappointing is the right word, distracting, disgusting, any of those words. So, all right, that's a good conversation. Thank you, ladies. MyPillow, a conversation about how to wash and dry the pillows. I don't know. Do I have to teach people how to wash and dry? I just throw mine in. I know they have in the booklets that you get with all the pillows from MyPillow, they have specific washing and drying instructions. I just throw them in, wash them even with the rest of the clothes, and put them in the dryer. They're great. You can use any kind of detergent that you want, fabric softeners, whatever. But the bottom line is you can keep your MyPillows, even if the pillow is for your dog, keep them clean. What a fabulous selling point among many fabulous selling points. So if you're in need of new pillows, and I'm betting that you probably are, unless you got some MyPillows around, make the move. Go to MyPillow.com and use the DJV code to save all kinds of money. All the sizes of the pillows, the way that the pillow is worked under your neck and under your head, all of these things is great selling points. Spend a few minutes at MyPillow.com, then select the pillows you want. Use the DJV code. Get 50% off. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I remember this fellow, Steve Ripley, leader of the country rock band The Tractors. How did I not know of a group called The Tractors? Where the heck have I been?
They seem like your favorite band.
Exactly.
This was a group that was popular during like the mid-90s, I want to say, in country music. I forgot about them, actually, till you brought them up.
So, Ripley, the leader of this band, has passed away at the age of 69. He had cancer, lived in Pawnee, Oklahoma. As a recording artist, he was well-known with the Tractors. He was also a songwriter, a producer, engineer, owned a big studio. He hosted a radio program, and he was the inventor of the stereo guitar. Eddie Van Halen uses one, Ry Cooder, Dweezil Zappa has one of these stereo guitars. He was the owner of the Church Studio in Tulsa. He distinguished himself by playing guitar with Bob Dylan, produced, engineered projects for Leon Russell, J.J. Cale, Roy Clark, Johnny Lee Willis. Wills. I don't know him either, Jennifer. Johnny Lee Wills. Do we know what his story is? I think he's probably from that same era, if I'm not mistaken. Back in 94, the Tractors released their first self-titled album in the country stylings of Hank Williams, eventually went down to double platinum status. The album also garnered a couple of Grammy nominations and won the CMT Video of the Year for the single Baby Likes to Rock It. That's what we're listening to now, Carrie, yeah?
That's what we're listening to in the beginning, yeah.
All right. But this, sort of like, this sounds like Jerry Lee Lewis in a manner of speaking, listening to the piano stuff. Between 94 and 99, the Tractors charted 8 singles, all written or co-written by Steve Ripley. In, 2017, he was given the opportunity to revisit a couple of the great passions of his life, his role as a band leader, and his love of all things Bob Dylan, asked by the George Kaiser Family Foundation to create a live musical event celebrating the arrival of the Bob Dylan archives, which were acquired and relocated to Tulsa, and they're soon to be housed in the Bob Dylan Center there. So, 69, wow. In lieu of flowers, family request donations to the Red Dirt Relief Fund, which provides a safety net of critical assistance to Red Dirt music people in times of need. So I need a translation of what the red dirt music people, who they would be.
Don't know. No. Probably a group of musicians that are wherever the dirt is red. Don't know.
Well,
Oklahoma?
That area.
Red dirt,
yeah,
out there?
Right, yeah, right. A lot of red dirt in the southern states. Okay, well, now got a handle on him. Sort of remember vaguely, but that first song I sure liked. Baby Likes to Rock It. Steve
Did.
Ripley passing away. Donny Osmond in the musical. He's in the musical news. He's far from chucking it. He's working on his 62nd album. He's been singing for 50 years. He's been the first. This is the 50th anniversary of the release of his first solo recording. Going back to the studio to get the ball rolling again, he opted to let his fans in on his secret after revealing he's working on this follow-up to the 2014, the soundtrack of My Life. He's also recording full-length albums with Donnie Marie and his quintet, the Brothers Osmond. New record is a compilation of notable covers, cuts with his take on Michael Jackson's Ben and the Beatles' A Long and Winding Road. He's eager to share his progress for his next album over the course next few months. He said, quote, "I'll keep you posted through the year as I continue creating it, but I have a feeling you're going to love it." And I think that's probably true. So good news for Donny Osmond fans here on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says the IRS will be sending out tax refunds despite the government shutdown that's now into day 18. During past shutdowns, the IRS accepted tax returns but did not send out the refunds until after the government was funded again. The current shutdown showing no signs of ending as Democrats and President Trump are still deadlocked over funding for a border wall. The president will be on TV tonight to make his case for increased border security, tweeting yesterday that his 9 p.m. Eastern nationally televised address will focus on what he calls a humanitarian and national security crisis at the border.
The Tigers reclaim their crown by crushing Alabama.
ESPN's Chris Fowler after Clemson wins 44-16 in the national championship game. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes after the hour. How do you do? This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's get to Victoria, who's chugging away with something of utmost importance for us to hear and consume and talk about.
Well, remember the story of all the families and diplomats from the U.S. and Cuba who had to leave, and they had that sonic attack, and they had bizarre cases of dizziness and vertigo and pain and ringing in their ears? Well, of course, no one ever really figured out what that was, and the Cuban government was blamed, and hackers were blamed, and no one really knew, though. So several groups of scientists have been analyzing that data, and now the latest on it is it turns out it may have actually been from a cricket, which sounds completely, yes, it sounds completely like off the wall, but these groups of scientists have actually been comparing their own data. They've been analyzing the audio, and it turns out, specifically, they believe it is the Indies short-tailed cricket, and that is what all of the buzzing and some of the diplomats had described the sound as grinding metal and piercing squeals, and so now they say that they think that it's these cricket chirps. And they're going to they analyze the duration, the pulse repetition rate, the power spectrum, the and the oscillations per pulse, and apparently it matches up completely to how what these crickets sound like. So I'm not sure if they're all over Cuba or they just happen to be like near where the diplomats were, but the scientists are now looking more into this. They're going to be doing more recording down in the field, and maybe this will be a definitive answer. And wasn't this like one of the main reasons that we stopped all of our opening of up of Cuba travel was because of these sonic attacks? If it turns out it was crickets, then maybe there's no real reason why we can't be going in and out of Cuba as tourists. So it's kind of interesting, but they're going to be moving on now. And then Berkeley, Cal State Berkeley is looking into it. There's a bunch of different universities that are now sending teams down to try to figure out definitively if it's the crickets.
It sounds bizarre, but whenever there are, like, all the cicadas around and they're making, like, tons of noise, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that far out of the realm of possibility. It seems so silly, though.
Yeah.
silly. Yeah, it does seem kind of silly. Let's get to the television report. I was looking at a couple of things. Actually, no, before we do that, can we talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg for a sec?
RBG.
Yeah. The situation with her, she's missing arguments for the first time in 25 years, recuperating from that cancer surgery. I think there were a lot of people last week, didn't we talk about her going back, and it was everybody was optimistic. She had the surgery in December to remove those two cancerous growths from one of her lungs. The spokesperson at the court said that she's continuing to recuperate, working from home. We all knew she was 85, right? Didn't we know she was 85? Yeah. Not clear when she will go back to court. So what does this do to the management of the court, to the balance of the court? In addition to being concerned about her, there are a lot of people. There's a whole movement of concern, I guess, among people who think she may be the kingpin of the court. I guess depends on your political point of view. She's not showing any signs of wanting to kiss it off by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, certainly not with this president in place, too. There are a lot of people who went crazy on social media yesterday because they're afraid that this means that there's going to be another Supreme Court vacancy for Trump. I think that if there's any, because she's opposed to him, I would imagine that she would try to wait with her retirement. I don't know if she'll be able to, and I hope that she can. This is not like I'm wishing her any illness, but I think that there's a lot of speculation that she might try to step down in 2020, maybe at the beginning of next year, because Mitch McConnell set precedents. Well, actually, Joe Biden, really, if we're being fair. Joe Biden years ago, and then Mitch McConnell set precedents with not allowing someone in their lame duck term of their presidency to appoint a Supreme Court nominee. Now, that happened with Merrick Garland and Barack Obama, and it happened with Joe Biden. That was his suggestion years ago in the Senate. I would imagine, because this is the middle of the term, Republicans would still try to get someone elected because it wouldn't be an official lame duck session. It's not like Trump would be termed out next year. If everything continues as it is today, he would be up for re-election. But I think the argument would be made, if she can hold on, she probably will, until that argument could be made to wait until whoever takes over in the fall and goes into the presidency in 2021 could pick her replacement. Because I think she knows that it'll probably be Amy Barrett, who is the conservative Catholic woman who we talked about as a possible replacement before Brett Kavanaugh was picked, would replace her. And I don't think anybody on the left would want to see that happen. So,
well, in the main, she's been around since 1993, and she has the respect of people on both sides, I think, actually. Remember,
she's
her best pal was Scalia.
Yeah. And believe me, to talk about the political side about nominations and appointments, it's hard, but that's what immediately people do when they hear that she's not well, because they think, oh no, she's seen as someone who totally props, I guess, as you said, is kind of the leader of the more left-leaning judges on the Supreme Court. So
she's the oldest one now, right?
I think
after
so.
Kennedy stepped down, right? Wasn't he older than she was? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he, yeah. under the circumstances.
She's had it tough, though, not only the cancer, but remember she took a fall before they made it public that she had this cancer diagnosis. So
that's how they found the cancer. It was her at the x-rays for the on her ribs, and that's, you know, it covers part of your lungs, and that's how they found it. So, yeah, it's 85, and to break ribs and then to have cancer surgery, that's a lot going on at 85. I know she's in good shape, and you know, the RBG documentary, which is it's so historic and really not political. It's just filled with history, and especially for all women in the military and things. It's so interesting. That's going to be on CNN again this weekend, I think Saturday night at 8, and that's worth anybody watching just as an American history lesson. It's fabulous.
I think I asked this question yesterday about the movie.
Yes, I have an answer for you. Friday. It's out everywhere Friday. Yep.
Okay, good. Thank
you. Wide release this Friday.
I was looking forward to seeing it, and I couldn't quite figure it because there's been a lot of promotion for it the last month or so. So it is coming out wide release on Friday. Good. All right, so that's that story. Jennifer, please stand up and be counted.
Ugh, I'm sneezing. I don't know if I can.
What God
is going on? It's been raining in California. You would think that would wash whatever's in the air away. It has not. Oh, my
All right.
Goodness.
Is it going to be over by the time I get there on Friday? That's the most important question.
No, the only day that it's not going to rain is today and Thursday. Really? So, no. The foreseeable forecast is all clouds. But you know what? Things change on a dime. What do they know? These weather people. Come on.
Exactly.
All right. Tonight on television, a couple of season premieres. PBS is back with their new show, Finding Roots. This time they're going to focus on Andy Samberg, who has been focused on a lot over the last week. He was the host of the Golden Globes. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is coming back to NBC after being on Fox for several years. So Andy Samberg in the focus, getting to figure out his roots. We'll Meet Again is also new tonight on PBS. Bravo is back with a brand new episode of Below Deck. This show has such a huge cult following.
Love
if you
it.
Haven't seen it, it's a lot of fun. You can watch it at 9 o'clock. Season premiere of Garage Rehab tonight on Discovery. That should be fun for you, Dougie. You love old cars and rehabbing garages.
Is that what goes on there? I haven't seen the show. Is that?
Well, they take over the whole garage, actually. And so it's kind of cool because it's not just about the car. It's about everything else garage-related and getting it all in gear. All right, ABC tonight, new episode of The Conners at 8 o'clock. A brand new show on ABC called The Kids Are All Right. That's at 8:30 it premieres. 9 o'clock, Black-ish. Splitting Up Together is new tonight at 9:30. And The Rookie is back. We'll have to see if Nathan Fillion's still alive. That's at 10 o'clock. Ooh. CBS is new tonight. NCIS at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of FBI. NCIS New Orleans at 10. On the CW, they're mostly in reruns tonight. At 9 o'clock, though, they have Madden 19 NFL Classic, Best Moments of the NFL Season. That's at 9 o'clock. And on Fox, all new tonight. Lethal Weapon is back. The Gifted is also new at 9, and NBC giving a big push to Ellen DeGeneres. She'll have two episodes of Ellen's Game of Games, one at 8 o'clock, one at 9 o'clock, followed by a brand new episode of New Amsterdam.
What does anybody think about
it? I've not seen it.
No,
I know it's trivia.
Of it, yeah.
Right. Yeah, trivia with, like, the threat of pranks. It doesn't look like my cup of tea, but...
No. I thought because I have regard for Ellen, it might be... And remember when I said a week or two ago I thought she was becoming very smug? And I think I picked that up by watching a couple of episodes or trying to watch a couple of episodes of this game show. It just doesn't... It's like there's too much work to it. There's a lot of stuff going on. And so she laughs about some of the stuff, and it kind of reminds me of Jimmy Fallon and his fake laugh. It just doesn't feel genuine.
I've watched some of it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think it's funny because it's kind of a derisive laugh, and she's got all these fans of hers that are, like, crazy obsessed on the show, and they're doing all these different activities, and, like, kind of bad stuff is happening to them, and it's really funny. So I don't think it's a fake laugh. I just think it's kind of a...
No, she's not. She's definitely not a fake laugher. Like, Jimmy Fallon is just, he kind of just cackles sometimes, but Ellen's not a fake laugher. She has more of a stoic kind of, that's not funny face, if something's not actually funny.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. Thank you. It looks like, there's a lot of good TV coming back into focus. We have time to watch it all. Someday, I'm going to have somebody teach me how to actually use the DVR. So that I can watch. I might want to see an episode. I think there's when Lethal Weapon is on, there's something else on. I think it's that new FBI. What time? The FBI show is on at 9, right? I should be done with my stuff, so watch that. I've seen it mostly Saturday night.
And don't forget, we got to watch The Rookie. Got to make sure that Nathan's still ain't going to be okay.
Yes, he'll probably be all right.
The rookie's so good. That show started a little bit slow and ended that cliffhanger was great. It's a really good show. I hope people are watching it. And I know it's on.
It's on at 10 on ABC. Is it 10?
Yeah.
The rookie's on at 10, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of late.
All right, 45 after the hour on the DJV program, the product that is most discussed, not disgusting, but discussed, most talked about whitener to advance your idea of having nice white teeth, the nicest way to get your teeth 10 shades whiter. Yep, up to 10 shades whiter. You've heard it, and you need a reminder, perhaps, about power swabs. Let's create a wonderful, lasting impression for you, your friends, the people that you care about. Studies prove that your smile is your most unforgettable feature. So let's get to work with the most advanced teeth whitening system. And it's pretty simple, actually. It's a good way to make your teeth truly as white as possible. You got a hectic schedule. You don't have a lot of time to devote to your dental routine. This is perfect for you because all you got to do is snap open the tube, take the Q-tip, and wipe your teeth and watch. In 5 minutes, you will see a marked difference. 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades whiter in 7 days. It'll lift off all the stains, caps, crowns, veneers, regular teeth, and it's not going to add to the sensitivity of your gums. Pretty cool stuff. Clinically studied, patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. Again, 5 minutes, that's all it takes for you to get rid of coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. So let's get started by calling 800-208-1797, shall we? That's 800-208-1797. And the bomb here is you get 50% off when you say listening to the DJV program. That's cool. 800-208-1797. Benefits galore. Great smile. The top of the pile. Power swabs. Get you all that. Easily, quickly, and inexpensively, use the DJV code to save 50% on the retail of power swabs at 800-208-1797.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
There's nothing better than a good night's sleep, but if you snore or sleep beside someone who does, bedtime can be frustrating. The solution? Buruz Haruri is CEO and co-founder of Smart Nora.
The visible part of the product that will be in your bedroom is a pebble-shaped kind of puck that you install overhead or put on your bedside. That's the microphone. What we are doing, we're listening for sounds of snoring before they actually get loud enough to wake up the partner. When we hear sound of snoring is about to get loud enough to wake up the partner, we have electronics-free inflatable piece that goes in your existing pillow, and we move this piece slowly up and down, and both people sleep through the night.
Check out Smart Nora on YouTube and smartnora.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of your DJV show brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. I guess you get it, right? Prevagen, the name to remember. Get it? It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's 53 after the hour, time for the Daily Tech Talk with Victoria Keelan leading the band and trying to understand with you some of the stuff that will affect all of you. This is not technology for geeks. This is technology for people like me. Technology
real for real people.
For real people, yes.
That's AT&T. True. That is true.
It is, yeah. All right, so here's the story. AT&T, should you have any question about how it misleads you if you're one of their customers, here's the explanation from Victoria.
Yep, AT&T has updated three smartphones, and they are from Samsung and LG, those models from those companies. And so now, instead of looking at, when you look at your phone, and if you used to have the LTE, which was the network that AT&T runs on, now it has a 5G. The problem, though, is that the 5G network doesn't exist yet. So AT&T is basically lying to their customers, telling them that they have 5G service, which is the fastest that is in existence right now. And it turns out that they just don't have the infrastructure, and these phones can't actually even, they're not even equipped to withstand a 5G speed. So the reason AT&T says that they've done this is they're calling it the 5G and then a separate E icon. So they're kind of fudging the rules here. They claim that it's not really 5G, but it's not really LTE anymore, and so it's somewhere in the middle. Now, this makes no sense for most people. If you are in an urban area or in a city, you're not going to notice any difference whatsoever. But AT&T claims that if you are in a suburban area, not really rural, that doesn't count in this, but if you're in a suburban area, that you may notice that your cell phone works a little bit faster. with this new 5GE evolution, they're calling it. That's the new name of the network. Now, this is really only bringing you up to what they call city speeds, and it's not even a guarantee. So if you look down on your phone and you see that you've got 5G, don't get too excited. It's not real. And AT&T says that 17 devices right now can take advantage of the 5GE technologies, which, again, not really a lot to speak of, and they said that they'll be adding 5GE network in 400 markets within the coming days. So again, if you are in a suburban area, you might notice that you've got slightly faster service, which is good for you, but everyone else is basically just being lied to. The end.
Ah, sweet. Isn't that nice? A big corporate America does it again. Speaking of that, Amazon up next here after we find out the latest from the first day of the Consumer Electronics Show. Holland Cook is on site in Las Vegas.
CES has the reputation of being a gadget show, and there are acres and acres of cool tech here, but it's not all fun and games. This year, 2019, for the first time ever, there will be more Americans over 60 than under 18. So, health-related technology is a real growth industry. And ironically, things on display here can enable you to be healthier by seeing your doctor less and spending less time in hospitals. Because when your doc asks how you feel, all you can describe is how you feel. Sensors tell the doctor what's happening to you. You might already wear a Fitbit or use a smartphone fitness tracker app. Increasingly, we will permission such technology to monitor and archive and alert our docs as needed. Samsung is among companies developing tiny sensors that are sewn into your clothing and shoes. With some 180,000 of us here from over 150 countries, I wish I had a pair of these new earbuds, which instantly translate the foreign language of the person you're listening to. Dozens of languages, all done in the cloud. Waverly Labs Pilot earbuds retail for $299, and Google Pixel Buds go for $159. At CES 2019 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Amazon wants to get into your garage. Really?
Yes.
What are they going to do in my garage is what the question is here.
Well, they want to leave packages in your garage. Amazon has apparently heard all of those comments from social media saying it's creepy for them to be leaving packages inside people's homes. And remember, they started leaving packages inside the trunks of cars wherever you were parked. So now Amazon says that the garage might be the right answer. It does have some benefits. Usually, if you're concerned about your pets being exposed to a random delivery person, that's not an issue in the garage. Same thing with weather. If you have a large package that you don't want left out front, package thieves are at an all-time high right now. So the garage might actually be a good answer. However, it's going to be pretty expensive with this new program. Setting up the service, it's called the Key for Garage service. When it becomes available, you'll have to pay for a door opener, an electronic camera, all kinds of stuff, and it could set you back a couple $100 just to use this service to let them into your garage. But if you receive a lot of packages, it might work out. It might work out.
Another way for Amazon to make a few bucks. That's good. They're having a tough time making it. 59 passes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.